If you run a company or manage a team, hiring qualified people quickly can make or break your business. Imagine a position of need going unfilled for weeks or even months because you just can't seem to find the right candidate. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. This makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts. You only pay for results on your job post. Just in the last minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data, worldwide. Now that is fast. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. Listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Go to Indeed.com/BWN right now to support this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply.
With Amex Gold, you get up to $100 back annually on eligible purchases at Resi restaurants. So,
party of two, right this way.
Is music to your ears. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Enrollment required. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This new year, why not let Audible expand your life by listening? Explore over 1 million audiobooks, podcasts, and exclusive Audible originals that'll inspire and motivate you. Tap into your well-being with advice and insight from leading professionals and experts on better health, relationships, career, finance, investing, and more. Maybe you want to kick a bad habit or start a good one. If you're interested in learning how to master your emotions and hearing scientifically backed advice for using your emotions as a tool, may I suggest Shift by psychologist and bestseller author Dr. Ethan Cross? Trust me, listening on Audible can help you reach the goals you set for yourself. Start listening today when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.com/wondery. That's audible.com/wondery.
You are tuned in to the University of Nevada Women's Basketball Wolfpack Cast, your number one source for all the hoop scoops and inside information from the biggest little city in the world. It's not some ordinary podcast. It's the Wolfpack Cast, featuring head coach Amanda Levins, the Wolfpack athletes, and your host, play-by-play announcer Larry Burnett.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You found us on the Nevada Women's Basketball Podcast, and I've got head coach Amanda Levins with me right now. All right, tough question first. What is the biggest challenge to being a coach in college basketball right now?
That's a great question. I don't know if there's one that you could probably point out, but I think probably for me, I think the landscape, because of how much things are changing and it's so rapid. When I first started coaching and even up until recently, when there are rules changes, they typically come in a year or you talk about them, but things are happening right now that are going to be in effect August 1. And there's just so many more questions than answers with revenue sharing and things like that, because, you know, you have these guidelines, but it depends what your campus is capable of doing. And so the transfer portal is going to open for us now, and we need to have a pretty firm idea of what does our NIL look like for next year? What does our revenue sharing look like for next year? And I don't know that any school right now has those exact numbers. Some people might have more of an idea, but it's really different and just coming at you fast.
When you go into a recruit's home or talk to them on the phone, what's your pitch?
I think for us at Nevada, the culture of our program and how we want to develop our people beyond basketball and really get them ready for whenever they're done playing, that they have connections and they are prepared with life skills and a professional network to help them be successful in whatever's next. I also think now our facilities have really evolved since I've been there. Getting the new locker room this year, that is something that's fantastic that we have not been able to recruit to in the past, but I think will help us moving forward. And then obviously our community. I think being kind of the team in town, all the Wolfpack teams, because we're not competing with professional organizations aside from the Reno Aces. And I think that athletes in Reno, they really are celebrities in our community. People really look up to them. People care how they're doing. And they can just be so impactful. So I think all of those things are special to us.
When you deal with recruits, what do they want to hear? What do they want?
Every one of them will tell you they want a family atmosphere. And that leads to a great conversation because we're like, well, what does that look like? What does that mean? Because in my family, I have two brothers and we fought like cats and dogs. But if anyone else wanted to fight with me, my brothers had my back, you know, and there were times I was mad at my mom, I was mad at my dad. I maybe didn't like them or like what they had me do. That's a family, you know, and if you want a family atmosphere, we absolutely have that because we have conflict. There's going to be days there's people on the team that don't like me. They don't like what I have to say. But at the end of the day, I think if any of them needed anything, they would ask me. And they know that I always would be there for them in any capacity that I could and that I will always have their back, you know, even though it's not all sunshine and roses every day.
Yeah, it never is. It never is. Speaking of family life, when did your fascination or your love affair with dogs begin?
I think I was just like born with it. I remember from a young age finding like stray kittens or whatever, and I would just bring them home. And we wound up with so many pets throughout the years. And I think I was a common denominator of how every one of them got to our house, you know, and my parents, they love animals, thank goodness, but they allowed us to keep them and have them. And I just, yeah. And I also, I think part of my genetic makeup is that if I see something that needs help, I really want to help it. Mm-hmm. And so if there is a dog that needs a home or a cat that needs a home, or there's any way that I can help their experience in life be better, like I'm going to do that.
Well, we saw a donkey on the way to New Mexico last year, and we were afraid you were going to try to put it on the bus.
I would have, Larry, if they would have let me have it. They had a cute dog too, and I offered to take it because I knew we could get it back to Reno, and it was cold outside. And so, yeah, I just, any impact we can make in a positive way, we're trying to do.
Tell me about your dogs, because one of them is rather unique, correct?
Yeah. Well, they're all kind of unique, but yeah, I just recently adopted a dog from Boxers and Buddies in Reno, a local organization that helps it'll pull pets from shelters and things like that that need extra care. And the dog's name was Rosalina when I got her, and she has three legs. And so she's amazing. I mean, she does on three legs what I can't do as a healthy person with my normal amount of legs, but she is so fast. She's so athletic. It does not slow her down, and she is happy as can be all the time. But we changed her name to Mabel, and we call her Unstable Mabel because at first she was a little unstable because she was pretty close to her surgery when we got her, and she was still kind of figuring that out. But, man, now you'd never know.
All right, let's close it out with a basketball question here. As we hit the end of this season, what do you want people to know about this year's team?
I don't think the year has gone at all how anybody was expecting it to go. We've had some injuries people were counting on are not available. And I feel like our team that we have now, this rotation's really figured it out. I feel like we've been really competitive in conference. We're right there. I think when we're playing our best basketball, we could beat anybody any given night. And when we don't, anybody can beat us. But I'm really excited about the young players on this team. We don't have any juniors. Obviously, we're going to miss Tori, Audrey, and Lexi tremendously. They've done amazing things for our program, but everybody else will be back. And so all those players are gaining, you know, immense experience. Dymo's been a two-year starter. Izzy's been a two-year starter. And I'm really excited about Dymo. I think her leadership has really grown and developed. The way that she cares about this program and her individual performances and being a leader night in and night out, I think you can win with that and you can do a lot of things with that. So I'm excited to just, you know, finish strong and continue building.
And your thoughts heading towards the tournament?
Again, I think just want to be playing our best basketball. And I feel like we really have started hitting our stride. Our team understands what they need to do night in and night out and what they need to do individually in their role. The tournaments can be crazy. You know, it's kind of who's going to be better for that 40 minutes that day. And so when you go down there, it can be anybody's game. And I do think a lot of times that first game is the hardest. There's nerves. There's the idea, maybe a little bit of fear that your season can be over. And if you can just get through that first game and figure out a way to win, I think you can really settle in and be comfortable for a couple of days.
Coach, it's been a treat. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, Coach Levin's with us here on the PacCast, and we appreciate you tuning in. Whoever you are, wherever you're listening, thank you for being a part of our little broadcast here, and we'll look for you next time on the PacCast.
You've been listening to the University of Nevada Women's Basketball Wolf PacCast. Be sure to tune in all season long and stay up to date on every aspect of Nevada women's hoops on the Wolfpack website at NevadaWolfpack.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Wolfpack Sports Network.
How do you make an Airbnb a Vrbo? Picture a vacation rental with a host who's showing you every room like you've never seen a house before. Now get rid of them. There you go. No host ever. Now it's a Vrbo. Make it a Vrbo.